Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. Officials say March, a great month all around for Minnesota employers and workers. Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Matt Verilek telling us.
We gained an estimated 11,000 jobs in the last month on a seasonally adjusted basis, and that equates to 0.4% growth. The private sector portion of that was up roughly 8,000 of the 11,000, which is a 0.3% increase.
Unemployment rate in Minnesota remains steady, 2.7%. Thomas Lane, one of four former Minneapolis police officers convicted in the killing of George Floyd nearly 4 years ago, has completed the federal portion of his prison time. Star Tribune reporting state officials say Lane will remain at a low-security federal lockup in Littleton, Colorado, until his state sentencing for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter ends in late August. Primary defendant Derek Chauvin, serving a 20-year federal sentence concurrent with his 22-year state sentence for second-degree murder and manslaughter. Controversial bill now awaiting a vote in the Minnesota Senate would make it illegal to store firearms unless they're unloaded and locked or in a locked storage unit or gun room. Madison Lake Republican Rich Dreheim says a majority of people store their guns properly, but he warns this bill.
There's some pretty broad language that would make good people, honest people, criminals.
Vadnais Heights Democrat Heather Gustafson responds her bill does not infringe on Second Amendment rights.
We're not talking about a 14-year-old who's hunting with their dad. This is about a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old gaining access to a loaded weapon. That's when there's the potential for a felony or possibly incarceration.
Expect heated debate when that bill comes up for a vote in the full Minnesota Senate. State Health and Agriculture Department's warning Minnesotans not to eat Infinite Herbs brand organic basil in 2.5-ounce clamshell-style containers purchased at Trader Joe's. That's due to a multi-state outbreak of salmonella. In other headlines, former Governor Arne Carlson taking the somewhat unusual step of writing the governors of the 8 states bordering the Great Lakes, warning of what he calls the dangers of proposed sulfide mining near the Lake Superior watershed. Carlson says all 8 states, including Minnesota, have united with Canada on agreements to protect the Great Lakes, which contain 90% of the surface fresh water in the U.S.
Mercury and arsenic will continue for centuries. Any kinds of contaminants and poisons that enter the water in Lake Superior will inevitably affect all the other Great Lakes.
Carlson, generally considered a moderate Republican, has gained little traction with the Democratic Walz administration, and of the 8 Great Lakes states, only 2 have Republican governors. Carlson says, quote, mining companies have incredible power over both political parties. And the Minnesota Wild play their final regular season game tonight at home against Seattle. But they'll miss the NHL playoffs for the first time since 2019. This is MNN.